Tracy Peterson has been a loyal Verizon customer for 15 years, but she wondered whether she should stay with the company 2 years ago when she and her family were preparing to move up here.
We've brought our Verizon phones with us against Verizon's suggestion. Oh, you're going to be on an extended network. You're probably not going to have good service.
But Peterson stuck with Verizon because she says she was happy with the company and wanted to keep the same number she had for years so she could stay in touch after her family moved to Delta Junction so her husband could take a job on Fort Greely. She works as an assistant coordinator at the UAF Community and Technical College branch campus in Delta. Peterson says she was pleasantly surprised to find she gets pretty good cell phone coverage in Delta and good customer support from Verizon. She says there's only one drawback.
I'd say the biggest downfall is the fact that you do have to send your phone to someone you know in the lower 48 to have them program it and send it back to you anytime you buy a new phone.
Verizon spokesman Scott Charleston acknowledged that activating new phones is a problem in Alaska, but he says it'll be solved next year when the company adds high-speed voice service to the 4G LTE data network that the company launched in June in Fairbanks, Anchorage, Wasilla, and Juneau. Charleston says that's new technology that Verizon may introduce here in Alaska before anywhere else.
Voice over LTE, so both voice and data over the same network, that's something that has really not been done on any wide scale.
Charleston says Verizon customers outside cities will have the same 3G voice and data service that's been available over the extended network that Verizon has been leasing from other companies over the past few years. He says it's been a challenge for Verizon to develop the new voice over LTE technology and build a $100 million statewide wireless network largely from scratch.
It's taking some time, frankly, to create both the network that will transfer the higher level of service for voice and also the devices.
Charleston says Verizon will begin selling those devices and contracts for cell phones with 907 area codes when it opens the retail store. It's built in the big East Side Fairbanks shopping complex at the corner of the Johansson and Steese expressways. He says Walmart and Sam's Club in July began selling mobile broadband products such as tablet computers, jetpacks, and routers that will work on the Verizon network. And Charleston says next year, Verizon will begin challenging the three companies that now dominate Alaska's wireless business. Those are AT&T Mobility, which is estimated to have more than half of the state's cell phone customers. GCI is second, and Alaska Communications is third. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.